Beginning tomorrow, Haitian nationals in the U.S. will be able to apply for temporary protected status. Any Haitian who was in the U.S. before the earthquake devastated their home country is eligible for 18 months amnesty from deportation. Stuart Dresser, director of the Tampa Field Office of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, announced in a press conference this afternoon that the application window opens tomorrow.
During the designated period, eligible individuals are not removable from the United States for immigration purposes. They cannot be, in general, detained by the Department of Homeland Security or its components. They are allowed to apply for employment authorization, and they may apply for travel authorization.
Dresser expects between 100,000 and 200,000 undocumented Haitians will apply for TPS during the 180-day-long registration period. Fees totaling up to $470 are required for fingerprinting and for TPS and employment forms.
The fee for the form I-821 is $50. An $80 biometric fee for those who are 14 years of age or older. And the form to apply for employment authorization, the form I-765, is $340 for those who want to work.
Dresser estimates that processing applications for between 20,000 and 25,000 Haitian nationals in the Tampa Bay area will take many weeks.
Students, people who are here on various employment provisions, visitors for pleasure, visitors for business, a wide variety of status. And also those people who may have fallen outside of the immigration laws, but are otherwise cannot be returned to their country at this point.
To learn more about how to apply for temporary protected status, visit our website, wmnf.org/news, for links to information and forms in both English and Creole.